Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI. Welcome to episode 4 of our Gen AI series on the AI Ireland podcast. Today we delve into a topic that resonates with many in the tech world, the challenges of technical data platforms. I'm joined by Fouad Qureshi, Industry Field CTO at Snowflake, and Keith Hind, Principal Consultant at GlobalLogic. Together we're going to tackle how technical debt can hinder the acceleration of time to value in data projects, affect the scalability, and the importance of focusing on outcomes rather than methods. Our discussion is geared towards providing insights into managing and overcoming these challenges. Whether you're dealing with scalability issues or looking to improve the efficiency of your data platforms, this episode will offer valuable perspectives and strategies. Stay tuned as we dive into these critical aspects of data platform management with our expert guests. A lot of time is invested in technology adoption and choosing the right technology, but probably not enough time is spent on problem definition and defining the correct problems that really make an impact across businesses. How can companies spend more time on working on and impacting the right problems rather than just technology adoption?
Every few years inside our industry, there's a new buzzword, there's a new technology trend that is seen as the panacea, or you know, that is going to solve all the problems in the world. I mean, 10 years ago, it was Hadoop. And in 2013, I went to a customer who basically said to me, Hadoop is the answer, now what is the question? And these days, the same is happening with ChatGPT, large language models, and all the different hype around it. And people forget to realize that in order to truly benefit from these capabilities, you still need that core data foundation. And one of my personal favorite examples is, I'm a runner. So I like to run for fun. And 4 years ago, the Kenyan runner, Eliud Kipchoge, he broke the 2 hours marathon barrier in Vienna. He did it in an hour 59. And after the marathon, all the discussion was on his shoes, because his shoes supposedly gave him 2-4% advantage. So I asked my customers, how many of you think if I wear the same shoes as Kipchoge, I would be able to run a sub 2 hours marathon? Because the shoes only gave him 2-4% advantage. There's a lot of core foundational work. So expecting ChatGPT or LLM would automatically fix all your data silo problems and you will be able to get the full benefits as another organization which has a full integrated platform, that's the problem which people feel that any new technology or buzzword can solve for them.
How do you help companies really achieve that data strategy that they set out to do? And what do they need to be mindful for to get the outcome they want?
Well, picking up the marathon analogy, it's all about ends and not means. You know, don't focus on the shoes but it's about the strategy to get to where you need to be, which is the end of that marathon. No way I'm doing it in under 2 hours. So clearly articulate the aims of the project, paint the big picture, and keep driving everything forward through that lens.
So having the big picture and staying close to that big picture is very, very important. When you look at businesses nowadays, there's so much for them to look at and things are moving so quickly. How do you help them navigate the different challenges that they work to, and then assessing from a triage perspective, what's the most important business challenges that they need to work on?
I always work with my customers on creating an effort value matrix. Plot the effort on the x-axis, value on the y-axis, and try to find those high effort, high value things, which are your big projects, and low effort, high value, which are the quick wins. Try to focus more on them. And that way you can create a prioritization task list. And one of the big projects that is coming up, phase that is coming up in the industry is around ESG and sustainability, which is a very high effort project. And it has an extreme high value. It has the potential to disrupt the entire industry and possibly the entire planet. And at its core, it's a very much a data problem. So what you need to do is you need to put your house in order, collect and consolidate the data from both internal as well as external sources so that you are able to comply with different regulations that are coming up in this space, and you are able to continue to serve your customers in the most sustainable fashion.
Leaders want to have the next best action that they can work through, and that needs to be based on data and the right data mm-hmm. that they can have access to. How do companies assess if they're working on those problems in a congruent and an effective way? What type of metrics can they use?
So with my clients, we're typically focused on, you know, time to insight, you know, and trying to work on metrics where we can assess how quickly the teams that need to get access to data can do, and continually monitoring, you know, through a lot of the platforms that you can use for service requests, how quickly you're turning those things around. And just like any external business, monitoring the feedback that you're getting from consumer groups, internally and external, to make sure you're hitting those SLAs.
Can data be a product?
Oh, absolutely. Data can be a product and data should be a product. But what I see in a number of organizations is they're struggling with this. They're stuck in a rut, and they've never built data as a service businesses. This is where, when I talk to customers, I talk about the role of marketplaces and how it could drive innovation through crowdsourcing. And the example that I always give is, I've got three kids who are Lego buffs, and they may have spent too much on Lego. So I had to find a way of curtailing my spend on Lego. So I found a marketplace called rebrickable.com. So my six-year-old, when he was three, he started using that. So what is that marketplace? You go to rebrickable.com, you enter your Lego model number, and it will show you how to make a dinosaur out of an ambulance set. So it's an instructions marketplace. Some instructions are free, others are, oh, you want to make a giraffe out of this ambulance, that is going to be €3, and so on and so forth. So he has been using that marketplace for 3 years, and he has been using different ideas, and he has been taking that single model. Now goes a long way. Now he creates 20 different creations from a single set. Now, 3 years later, he said, I'm done with Rebrickable. I now want to create my own products. So we gave him access to a software called Bricklink Studio, which is like an AutoCAD software for Lego. Now he creates his own designs, and now he's a provider on the Rebrickable, and he creates his own instructions. So by getting inspired by the ideas of the marketplace, he was now able to absorb them and create his own. So the organizations can follow the same approach. As one of the people say, that good readers of books can also be good authors of books.
One of the interesting ways is how different people view data and repurposing data. Isn't there a huge opportunity for us to look at the data that we have and actually think, well, the problem that we're solving or we want to solve is one way, but how do we start to track and have an everlasting loop that continuously goes round and round that we can manage and track new data that comes in?
That's a great question. And I always talk about this infinite loop. The FedEx founder, he had this famous quote where he said, the information about the package is as important as the package itself. In the world of data, data is the package, and the information about the package is the metadata. If you don't know how your data is being used both internally and externally, you're not going to be able to build a complete governance framework around it. And that's the missing link for many of the organizations. And that is where there's a lot of opportunity. And there are many thought leaders who talk about this metadata could be used to crowdsourcing of innovation, different ideas, and generating an infinite feedback loop. So if there is that proper governance of that metadata capture, that could lead to a constant feedback process.
Keith, you mentioned governance and managing that governance and having it across organizations. How important is that communication of governance to the organization to get people really rolling behind it and to do it not before as a tick the box, but more because they really understand the importance of it?
Yeah, I think the innovation jumps that people have got through moving to areas like cloud and to SaaS mean that that governance cycle becomes even more important because innovation can happen across so many different areas. So people being fully cognizant of being involved in governance, contributing to how that stuff plays out, and also joining the various panels and reviews. It sounds boring, but you can often identify opportunities for collaboration and also for other internal projects, which might actually boost everybody's ability to deliver. So yeah, critical.
Fawad, Keith, thank you very much.
Really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI more effectively and intricately.